This is the National Rural News.
Hello, I'm Eddie Summerfield, and welcome to the National Rural News Close-Up Interview Podcast. The macadamia industry is welcoming some perfectly timed rain this week in the country's major growing areas. Crops in northern New South Wales and along the Queensland coast have been in the heart of the downpour that's seen up to 300 millimetres of rain near Bundaberg and up to 100 millimetres in northern New South Wales. I caught up with Australian Macadamia Society Chief Executive Jolyon Burnett to find out more.
It's been an absolute lifesaver for much of the industry from Nambucca all the way up to Bundy, where perhaps we had a little too much of it. But for the rest of the industry, it's been the right kind of rain, slow, soaking rain, come at just the right time when flowering is finished and we need rain to help the thirsty trees and keep the nut on the tree.
Considering how dry the winter has been, what will it mean for the next season, this rain?
Well, despite the very dry winter, we had a good flowering, and so that is the very first step towards getting a good crop. After the flowering, we need a good pollination and a good set of nuts, and then we need good conditions throughout the growing season through till about February, March next year when we start harvesting. So this is, after that good flowering, this rain is just perfect to keep the trees growing healthily and the nut that has set filling up and turning into mature nut. So it's, as I say, it's been a real godsend, just what we needed and just when we needed it.
We've touched on Bundaberg there, how they've probably had a little bit too much rain. What sort of impact does it have for growers up there?
Yeah, unfortunately, despite being irrigated up there, they always like a bit of rain. It washes the dust off the leaves and just keeps the trees in good health. But unfortunately, just too much of it. So because they'd finished a harvest about a month ago, they had all been out in the orchard spreading compost and manures and getting the trees as healthy as possible for the coming growing season. And unfortunately, in some areas in Bundaberg, the heavy rains have washed a lot of that compost and manure away, and that means they'll either have to respread or look for some other means of fertilising the tree. So you can have too much of a good thing in some instances.
Australian Macadamia Society Chief Executive Jolyon Burnett speaking on the impact of this week's record rainfall that's seen up to 300 millimetres near Bundaberg. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch, send me an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.